Monday, December 12th, 2005.
Let me introduce the band members one by one. Different kinds of music.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Play a season chord or two.
It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed. Your funky, funky music. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Funky music.
I missed the last tram. I killed the party again. Goddamn, goddamn. I wanna sleep in my bed. I wanna clean up my head. I wanna look this dead. I wanna feel this dread. I killed a party again. I ruined it for my friends. Oh, you're so silent, Jens. Oh, maybe I am, maybe I am. Now at the central station, no time for being patient. I feel like going home, but at the same time I don't. Black can, 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 black. I've heard all those stories about the black cats and the way they drive. But if you take a ride with them, you may not come back alive. They might be psycho killers, but tonight I really don't care. So I said, turn up the music, take me home or take me anywhere. Black can, black can, black can, black can. You don't know anything, so don't ask me questions. You don't know anything, so please don't ask me any questions. You don't know it.
right there was Jens Lekman and his song Black Cab from his new album called Oh You're So Silent, Jens, which is a rarities and B-sides collection of sorts, compiling a bunch of different stuff from his EPs before it, and some other tracks. It's a really good album, if you ask me. It starts off super strong. By the end, you're getting to a whole lot of three-star tracks, but there's enough four and five stars to make you happy. That song, Black Cab, is sort of the title track of the album in the sense that the lyric, Oh You're So Silent, Jens, is featured in it. It's also the best song to kind of play once for someone and have them go, damn, I want to buy that album, because that's a super great song. Not entirely representative. Some songs are really just like him and a guitar or him and a piano. The thing about Jens as well is that he sounds a lot like Stephen Merritt of Magnetic Fields, or he sometimes sounds like the Kings of Convenience, Erland Oi. You put the two together, you get the Kings of Fields or the Magnetic Convenience or something. I don't know. Pretty good stuff, though. Really like that that Jens Lekman. All right, up next, it's the Ontario band The Most Serene Republic and their song Content Was Always My Favorite Color. It's from their debut album called Underwater Cinematographer, and it's a really great song, and it's a pretty good album as well. So if you like the song, do check out the rest of it. You can listen to song samples in the iTunes Music Store. As always, I link to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can leave comments, browse the archives, and download every single past episode ever made. But that's all getting a little bit off topic. Here we go, The Most Serene Republic, right now, with Content Was Always My Favorite Color. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
In the 4 years since 9/11, and particularly since last year's release of the 9/11 report, the White House has devoted much time, energy, and background signage to addressing the problem of Homeland Security.
My greatest responsibility as president is to protect the American people. We have taken critical steps to protect our cities and borders and infrastructure.
America and the free world are safer.
America is a safer country.
America and the world are safer.
Safer.
And America is more secure.
And that's why this week, when the 9/11 Commission co-chairs appeared on Meet the Press to discuss their follow-up report, they echoed the president's optimism.
God help us if we have another attack.
The report outlined failures to implement the changes recommended by the original 9/11 panel. All the incompetence left Commission co-chair Lee Hamilton at a loss.
It really approaches scandal to think that 4 years after 4/11, the police and the fire cannot talk to one another.
That's the horrors of 4/11. Hamilton then left Meet the Press and bought himself a Slurpee at the local 2/11.
That right there was Omaha, Nebraska's Azure Ray and their song, If You Fall, from their 2003 album, Hold On Love. Pretty good representation of that band, so if you like that song, you should definitely look into checking out the rest of the stuff. They've got all their albums in iTunes, so you can go and pokey-clicky, listen to your heart's content. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, it's a band out of Australia called Glovebox. It's a couple of folks, different bands, that got together to make up Glovebox, and it's kind of pop electronica. It's really not as good as I'd want it to be. I mean, I like this song. It's called In the End. It's the name of the song. And it's pretty good, but it's not necessarily... I don't know. It's something about the pop part of it. The electronica part, solid. The pop part, kind of grating. A little tiny bit. But you get used to it, and it becomes worth it for the good part of the song. That's my thinking. So this song, In the End, by Glovebox. It's from a self-titled album that came out this year. You can check them out, link to their website. They link to some places where you can listen to some more tracks by them, which I like this one the best off the record. So that's what I'm going to play. Here it is, In the End by Glovebox, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. For this episode of The Sounds in My Head, the music I talked over this week was Skanky Panky by Kid Koala, Alternator by Caleb Sampson, and the music I'm talking over right now is Roll Credits, also by Kid Koala. I do apologize if I don't sound 100% like myself. I am a wee bit congested. I'm gonna try and get better for next week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.